Page 224. D. A slave account.
The extract you are about to read is an authentic account of a former slave who wrote about his life in slavery after he had been freed. Charles Ball, a slave from Maryland, was born in about 1780. His mother was the slave of a tobacco planter. When the planter died, he and his family were sold separately. Ball stayed in Maryland, but his mother went to Georgia and he never saw her again. Ball got married, but in 1805 he was sold to a cotton plantation owner in South Carolina, while his wife and children remained in Maryland. He escaped and went back to Maryland, only to discover that his wife and children had been sold to a slave owner in another state. He remarried and got hold of a small farm, but eventually he was seized and enslaved again. Eventually, he managed to escape to freedom. He settled in Philadelphia, where he wrote his autobiography with the help of a white lawyer.
My mother had several children, and they were sold upon master's death to separate purchasers. She was sold, my father told me, to a Georgia trader. I, of all her children, was the only one left in Maryland. When sold, I was naked, never having had on clothes in my life. But my new master gave me a child's frock belonging to one of his own children. After he'd purchased me, he dressed me in this garment, took me before him on his horse, and started home. But my poor mother, when she saw me leaving her for the last time, ran after me, took me down from the horse, clasped me in her arms, and wept loudly and bitterly over me. My master seemed to pity her, and endeavored to soothe her distress by telling her that he would be a good master to me and that I should not want anything. She then, still holding me in her arms, walked along the road beside the horse as he moved slowly, and earnestly and imploringly besought my master to buy her and the rest of her children, and not permit them to be carried away by the Negro buyers. But whilst thus entreating him to save her and her family, the slave driver who had first bought her came running in pursuit of her with a rawhide in his hand. When he overtook us, he told her he was her master now, and ordered her to give that little Negro to its owner and come back with him. My mother then turned to him and cried, "Oh, master, do not take me from my child." Without making any reply, he gave her two or three heavy blows on the shoulders with his rawhide, snatched me from her arms, handed me to my master, and, seizing her by one arm, dragged her back towards the place of sale. My master then quickened the pace of his horse, and as we advanced, the cries of my poor parent became more and more indistinct. At length, they died away in the distance, and I never again heard the voice of my poor mother.